listeners, and thank you for listening to Ryan's Rants. And tonight, I'm going to be ranting about childhood. But first, I'd like to thank the guys over at Blam Apps for sponsoring this podcast and sponsoring the Pshoff Project. They have a ton of great apps, but honestly, my favorite is Trippy Drippy. For those out there who have the short attention span, you'll absolutely love this app. Just drag your finger across the screen and it ripples. Keeps me entertained for minutes on end, if not hours. And they've recently did an update to the app to add like a rain kind of function on there. So it gives you like the white noise, so it sounds like there's rain all around. And then that also ripples and, you know, drips on the screen. And it's just, it's cool. It's cool. So check out Trippy Drippy by Blam Apps. And now let's get to the rant. So, you know, when I was a kid, I grew up, you know, I did activities. For most of my childhood, I did Boy Scouts. I was heavily involved in Boy Scouts. I, you know, went on to get the rank of Eagle Scout. I went to Jamboree. I worked at the, you know, the summer camp. And, you know, I feel like, you know, doing that, and, you know, just the trips I did with that, you know, the camping trips, I, you know, went to Jamboree, I met, you know, tons of people there, got, you know, kind of cultured, met a bunch of people from across the country and across the world, and I did that kind of, like, all through scouting, and, you know, I also, you know, for the most part, I bowled, like, I was in a bowling league, I was in a youth bowling league on the weekends. For most of my childhood, and then high school, I did football for 1 year, and then ROTC in high school. Like, you know, I was involved in, you know, things when I was a child, you know, something to kind of, like, distract me from school, you know, to give me something other than school, and, you know, you know, when I was a senior, taking my SATs for, like, the second time, I remember, like, distinctly, that there were, like, 13 and 14-year-olds also taking the test, like, with me, and I knew there were 13 and 14-year-olds because I asked them, because they definitely didn't look as old as I was, and, you know, I was shocked that these kids had been, like, rigorously studying. Like, I asked one girl, I was like, well, why are y'all here today? Like, why aren't y'all, like, at home, like, doing kid shit, or, you know, like, involved in, like, an activity, or, you know, doing, like, why are you spending your weekend as a 13 or 14-year-old taking a, like, a hard-as-fuck test that, you know, juniors and seniors in high school have to take to get to college? You know, why are you here right now? And one girl told me that her mom had told her that if she didn't do this, this was, like, the only shot that she had, you know, to actually, you know, do something or be something with her life. And she wasn't going to waste that just so she can have fun. And, you know, I commend that girl. I commend that little girl, for her, you know, her determination to have a good future. You know, I commend her for that. You know, that's, but at the same time, I feel like that's just, that's so much pressure. That's so much pressure on a kid who, you know, should have those things so that they don't have to, you know, worry. You know, I think childhood should include, you know, a portion of blissful ignorance to it. You know, you shouldn't, you know, like, live in the moment as a child, because that's, like, the only time that you have to where you can do that. You know, like, you try and live in the moment as an adult, and, you know, you either end up broke, in jail, or you've made some sort of bad decision, you know, most of the time, you know. And it just, it pains me to know that, like, you know, kids today, you know, they don't, you know, they don't have those kind of, like, they're not having those kind of chances to go out and, you know, get dirty in the woods and, you know, not like, you know, sexual dirty, you know, because I know Scouts has gotten a bad rap for that. It's, I promise, I was never touched. Now back to the rant. Like, to rough it, you know, God, that's another sexual innuendo. Kinda. Is it? Let me know, someone out there, let me know. Is roughing it considered a sexual innuendo? But I feel like extracurricular activities as a child, and even if you don't have those extracurricular activities, just like an at-home hobby, or if you just like to go fishing, or, you know, something to, you know, get your mind off of the constant worry of grades and schooling. And, you know, if I don't take the SAT when I'm 12, will I get into a good enough college to where, you know, I won't have to scrounge for meals at any point in my life? Like, that shouldn't be a child's, like, main focus. Like, I think, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, like, you should completely just, like, slack off on school. You know, that's not my message here. My message is, you know, after your schoolwork is done and, you know, you're doing good, you know, if you're doing great on your grades and, you know, like, A's, B's, and C's, you know, if that's what you got, then take a fucking break. Like, do something for you, you know. And, you know, for any parents listening, like, don't put that kind of pressure on your kid. Just don't. It's not fair. It's not fair to them. Because it's like robbing them of their childhood, you know. Like that little girl that I commended for her, you know, determination for a better future for herself. You know, I commend her, but, you know, and I'm not a parent, you know, I don't know what it's like, you know, but, you know, I was a kid once, you know, and I'm a reflectionary person. I'm looking back on it, and, you know, I'm damn grateful for my childhood. Because, you know, my parents, they kept me, you know, to A's and B's. They kept me to that standard. But they also they allowed me to do things that helped develop me as a person. So that my only characteristic, my only quality was so that it wasn't school. You know, I didn't, you know, I branched. Oh, you know, but it blows my mind. It blows my mind. Like, when I was a camp counselor at Camp Barstow, for one weekend they had the Cub Scouts come out. And if you're not familiar, it's the young kids. They're all elementary school age, you know. And I was I think I was a sophomore in high school at the time. So I was in 10th grade, and, you know, I had been taking Chinese at my high school. I needed to take it so I could transfer. And to be completely honest, the only phrases I know how to say in Mandarin is, can I go to the bathroom? I know how to say, can I go to the bathroom? I love you. Had to learn that one. You got to learn that one. You know, if you can, to any single guys listening, if you can say I love you in a foreign language, okay, girls eat that shit up. But don't say it if you're not already in a relationship where you've said I love you before. Because that is very creepy. That's hella creepy. You don't want to just bust that shit out, you know. This is long-term planning. This is long-term planning is what I'm saying. So, I know I say, can I go to the bathroom? I love you. And I like hamburgers and hot dogs. And at this Cub Scout weekend, because for the rest of the summer, I was teaching the young kids. So, like, your ninth graders, you know, well, like middle school age. I was teaching middle school age kids the basic scout skills. My boss saw that it would be, you know, perfectly all right to, stick me with the youngest Cub Scouts. So they gave me the Wolf Pack, which, if memory serves correctly, they're like third graders. So they're like 7 or 8 years old. And one of the kids in my group, he went to a magnet school. And he had been learning Chinese at school as a second language. And my God, when I tell you that this kid could, he could walk into any Chinese, like, buffet restaurant. And, you know, because, you know, they shout across the restaurant in their in whichever language they have. I'm assuming Chinese, if the food matches the staff, hopefully, you know. This kid could easily decipher all of that. He could figure out, you could take him to the nail salon, and he could probably tell you what they're saying about your feet. I guarantee you, this kid knew everything. I almost asked him to, like, tutor me for the weekend just so I could come back a little strong come the next school year. But it blew my mind. It blew my mind. Like, you know, I don't, and you know that it's not the same for every kid, you know, not every kid is completely focused on school. You know, and, you know, that's just part of the argument, you know, but for those kids who's just like, because just back to the tiny Chinese wonder, because I'm not completely over that one myself. That's still a big L that I took, as, you know, personally, like, Chinese is hard. It is hard. You know, I think I averaged a D the 4 years that I took it. And we already know the three phrases I know. And I remember my football coach, he was passing out report cards, and he saw I had a D in Chinese. And he was like, Pishoff, why do you got a D in Chinese? And I just looked at him, and I was like, well, you know, coach, you know what? You're right. You know, it's not like I'm taking Chinese or anything. And he was just like, you know what? Fair enough. Fair enough, Pichoff. Fair enough. Fair enough. So, you know, like, Chinese isn't like any other kind of language. Like, you can't just look at the word and kind of guess it. It's not like Spanish, you know? Like, or, you know, I'm sure French has a couple words, and German has a, you know, a couple words that it's just kind of like, you know, it's not spelled the same as English, but, you know, based off of what you're working with, you can kind of guess at it, you know? Chinese, it's just a bunch of fucking lines. You know? Like, I don't understand how they come up with it. Like, it's just some words you can kind of see a pattern, you know, and there's like, you know, but some of them, I just don't get the logic behind it. It baffles me. And for this, like, 7 or 8 year old to, at least by my standards, to have mastered the language, like, you know, he didn't just pick that up in like a night, you know? Like, he had to have studied that. Because if he's just like picking that shit up, you know, like nothing, then that kid's practically, you know, Einstein. By my standards, he's Einstein. You know? And that, like I said, this is just like one half of the argument, you know, where it's just like kids who are bogged down by like school and the pressure, and they get robbed of their childhood like that. You know, that's the happy side. That's the happy side to the argument, you know, that these kids, because these kids, you know, they may not have like, you know, their childhood may be consumed by school, but at least they have opportunity, you know, afterwards. You know, those kids will more than likely, hopefully, fingers crossed for them, you know, they'll get degrees and life will just work out for them well because they're smart. You know, the other half of this argument is kids who have their childhood, you know, like ripped away from them because of like life and shit. That is like, dear Lord, like, let's see, how can I put it like this? This is a long pause. This is a long pause. I mean, we hear about it and like we see it. It's, you know, the kids whose parents, you know, they have to work constantly or they're just absent completely from the family. And so these kids are like forced to grow up before their time. You know, and I think that honestly is one of the biggest injustices that we could do as human beings, is rob somebody of that developmental innocence. You know, that the childhood innocence. When you rob somebody of their innocence, that is just, I think that is a major crime. That's it's fucked up, you know. And, you know, recently, like, in the news, you know, the Catholic Church has been caught, you know, the big scandal out of Pennsylvania. That shit sickens me. Because, you know, so many children were affected by that. And, you know, those people robbed them of their innocence, and now that kid is forced to grow up before they were supposed to because those monsters stole their childhood away from them for their own wants and desires. They did that, and that's fucked up. You know, nowadays, we live in such a world that children are forced to grow up before their time, you know, and because nowadays the world is scary. It's scary as fuck, you know. Like, I remember in high school, I just, like, my dad, all throughout my childhood, he was a huge Fox News guy, and you know, he'd always have it playing. And, you know, once I got into high school, you know, your final pre-adult phase, I just, I could, like, the news started to sicken me. Because, like, there was nothing but sad shit on the news. And, you know, that's the world that these kids are living in today is, you know, just constant, you know, is today gonna be the day that some random psycho walks into their school and just starts, you know, shooting up, you know? Or is today the day that, like, someone that they trusted is gonna touch them in their no-no square and rip away their innocence? Or is today another day that, you know, your, like, mom and dad aren't gonna be there, and you just have to be the adult because there is no other adult? Or, like, that's the darker side to this rant. And, you know, I don't, like, I just, like, that's all I can do is just sigh, because I, you know, just, I had the thought in my head, and now that I'm just, like, speaking it out, and I'm just, like, the words are just flowing, I'm speechless at just how rampant it seems nowadays that, like, children are, you know, they don't have their innocence, you know, because, you know, life came for them, you know, it was their time to grow up, you know. It just, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth, it really does, you know. And, you know, it's shitty, you know. But there's an upside. And, you know, I think even the darkest of situations, it's always possible to try and find an upside. You know, hopefully there's one. But, you know, thankfully there are some people out there who recognize it, you know, and they do what they can to help these children, you know, enjoy, you know, parts of their childhood, you know. And, you know, it's okay. For example, you know, I have two unofficially, like, when I say unofficially, they are my family, but legally they weren't adopted. I have two brothers, and, you know, it's kind of funny how they became part of our family. So, like I said, I was very involved in scouts, and one night, they showed up to the scout meeting they wanted to join, and their pants were sagging, and my dad walked up to them and said, "Son, didn't your mom ever teach you how to wear a belt properly? Because, you know, scouts, they want to keep the look." And, you know, not just that, like, sagging is, like, I'll do it, but only if I have loose-fitting pants, and I don't even do it on purpose. It's incredibly embarrassing. So, you know, my dad told them, you know, "Didn't your mom ever teach you, you know, use a belt?" And they just looked at my dad and said, "Mr. Tony, our mom is dead." And my dad was just, "Oh, I'll be your parent." And from that day on, it turned out, you know, their mom died, their dad ran away, and that's, like I said, that's hella shitty, you know. And after hearing their story, my dad from that day on was like, I will be you guys' dad. And, you know, they didn't live with us. They lived with their grandma, but it was like 5 minutes away. They were always over at the house. They'd help do chores. We'd all go on trips. My dad would pick them up and we'd go to the rest, or we'd go out to eat. Like, they were part of our family, you know? And, you know, when shit got hot over at grandma's house, you know, like, you know, things got tense, you know, we'd go pick them up, let things cool down, you know, help them enjoy, you know, their childhood, or like the whatever we could like salvage from that. And, you know, it I'm not just saying like, oh, my dad is great because he did this and he's such a good person. I'm saying it, and he is, you know, just put that out there. I love my dad. But, you know, there are people out there who do, like, what they can to help these, you know, kids who got put in real shitty situations and that forced them out of their innocence and forced them to, like, grow the hell up. You know, there's people out there to help them, you know, and, you know, there are blessings. You know, those people are blessings. There's people out there who aren't scary, you know, who won't touch your kids. They're actually really nice people. And it sucks that, you know, you can't always trust everybody because of the world that we live in, but, you know, there are some really good people out in the world. You just got to find them. So, yeah. That's been my rant. I'd like to thank you again for listening to my podcast. If you'd like to follow me on social media, you can follow me on Twitter at TKEBC183. You can follow me on Instagram at BigCountry_183. You can friend me on Facebook at Ryan Pichoff. That's PichOff. And you can add me on Snapchat at Sasquatch124. And again, thank you for listening.